And I just crossed paths with the lovely Miss Tracy Koga from Shaw TV. How are you?
I am very, very good. But Jeremy, you know what? We didn't do our cotton candy contest.
I didn't even see any cotton candy here, though. Did you?
I saw one. One.
Did you eat any? No.
No. No, no, I didn't.
Now, I know.
Didn't have time.
No, that's the thing. This is such a big park, and we thought we're going to be here all day. We could do everything. No, we can't.
No.
No, no, definitely not.
So what was your favorite ride?
Well, I know that a lot of the kids were looking forward to Splash Mountain. We did not get on it because it broke down a few times today. Did your group
get
go
up
on? Did you
yes,
guys?
Yes, our group got on and they got wet. My cameraman, Rudy Gower, got wet and he loved it.
Yes,
but,
I know, he was very excited. He was actually louder than the kids on the plane.
Yes,
we
I know.
We couldn't stop him. It was really quite...
I think he was more of a kid than any of these
than
other
Than they were,
kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
But and you know, we also love our friends at Air Canada for making this day happen, right? Dreams take flight.
This has been so magical, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that, yeah, you know what, for making their dreams come true, their parents were all very excited. Thank you so much. You know, we had a great day, and we've got all of the pictures and everything on our website. You can go to dreams.jbonair.com. And I guess you're also doing something for Shaw TV. You got a little special story?
Yes, we are. So hopefully, you know, we'll have that up and ready. We've got 2 days when we get back from work, or back, well, I'm calling
back
this.
Home.
Yeah, back home. But Jeremy, it's just, you know, just to see the expression of the kids when they get on a ride or when they come off a ride. It's so special.
It was
so special.
You know, and that's the thing. It's one of those things where, you know, and for our jobs, we get to go places, we get to do things, and it really puts it into perspective. You know, some of these kids have never been on an airplane. Some of them have never even left the city before.
I know.
Because even just a fun day at Disney is, you know, can make your day, make your week, make your month, make your year, make your life. I mean, they had a really good time. I don't think the kids are slowing down anytime soon. They are still so energized from the day's
adrenaline.
Well,
once they hit the plane tonight, they will... And so will we, but all I can say is that it is really true. When Walt Disney wanted to build something that would make dreams come true, he certainly succeeded.
And what a day. Like I said, you know, I don't think any of us slept. We talked about that this morning, and people don't realize that we were at the airport at 3 o'clock this morning. We got here at about 9, 9.30. We spent a whole day, 8 hours, 10 hours at the park.
Almost. We're boarding a plane at like 8:30 tonight.
It's really kind of depressing because we're usually a little bit more energized than this, but we just seem like we're talking like zombies. So I think we need to wrap up. And again, dreams.jbonair.com, Air Canada's Dreams Take Flight. Thank you so much, everybody, for making this happen, and all of the wonderful sponsors. You know, we had some Dairy Queen, we had some Subway, we've had some really good
awesome.
Really good support for that. And
and
I guess you'll see Tracy and me on Shaw TV.
Yes, you will.
All right, we've got to get back to the music. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Again, dreams.jbonair.com. We've got to go. Talk to you soon.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.